again. It's Thor's day. Color is blue. The planet is Jupiter. It's about power and wealth. We have a wealth of information. And because we don't live in a democracy, we have very limited personal power. These are the presuppositions for today, for this short mix. A little discussion about herd immunity. I've had several naysayers I know try to hit me with, herd immunity. I've developed another phrase for it. I call it turd impunity. A pet peeve I have is with people who construe their junk science idiocy into some kind of an opinion which they think has validity. The only thing that has validity is that they have an opinion which they have a right to present. After that, it becomes a complete debunking. And so these turds try to proceed on this ridiculous bullshit with impunity. COVID-19 is not by virtue or lack of virtue of infection going to impart herd immunity. The experts have been telling us over and over and over again that herd immunity is going to come from vaccinations. Just like it did with smallpox, just like it did with polio, just like it did with many others. And if we don't continue to vaccinate, what's going to happen? Look at measles. Let's not be stupid, you motherfuckers. Wake the fuck up. Get your thumb out of your fucking ass. Stupid idiots. And then we got the fucking Nazi bastards. Yeah, we got Nazi bastards, fascist pieces of shit, who don't even understand what it is, who once again have consigned themselves to the slavery, and even worse slavery, than they think we have under our present system. Which sucks. Yes, I agree. The present system sucks. And then we had this fat piece of pus-ridden shit who resided in our house. I like to think of it that way. It's probably not really our house. For 4 years, talk about turd impunity. And you know what? He stole a lot from Bernie's message. It's really kind of amazing what he did. He stole some very important parts of Bernie's message. You know, get people back to work and, you know, give everybody a break and help everybody out. The most important promises, though, like healthcare, for example, didn't come to pass. Hasn't done shit for healthcare. Plan never arrived. But it was going to wait until after the election if he got reelected, right? Fuck him. Fuck him and all his bullshit. He's nothing but bullshit. He wasted $150 million of our tax dollars on playing fucking golf. Fucking sissy fucking game. In my opinion and my experience, I don't like golf. I think golf is a total waste of time. I love my ex, one of my ex-girlfriends, terms of it, the anagram of it, FLOG. He wasted lots of money. He grifted under the covers. He had his kids running the fucking company. It wasn't in a blind trust like it's supposed to be. Anyway, this is the impunity of the turd in chief, who is going to ride out of the swamp on that raft of sewage towards that shithole in Florida. Now, those of you who live in Florida and like it, I'm not trying to offend you, but I think Florida is a shithole. I'm sorry. I don't like Florida. I've never liked Florida. I was there once, did not like it. Too many bugs. Too lowland for me. Great ocean on both sides. However, ocean is kind of like on my back burner now. Back to this turd impunity shit. People are going to start refusing the vaccine because they believe in the orange turd. That's right. They believe in this. And by the way, that nickname is actually a front to manure. Manure is a very useful substance. This son of a bitch is not. I mean, I guess we could, you know, have him thrown into a wood chipper and spray his remains into the Gulf of Mexico for tiger sharks to consume. Ha, 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 ha. He's definitely afraid of sharks. Fuck you. The curse is coming, motherfucker, of a shark eating you. Turd immunity. Turd impunity. A lack of affinity. It's not going to happen, people, unless you get vaccinated. We need to get about 75% of the population vaccinated, according to the epidemiologists. So what's 75% of 330 million? We can do the math. I'm not going to do it for you. Okay, I'll do it for you right now. Okay, so 330 million... 75% of that is 247 million. So like 250 million people need to get vaccinated for us to have a shot at herd immunity. Herd immunity is attained through vaccinations. Not through just taking safety precautions or everybody getting sick. Then this son of a bitch gets exposed as Paul Alexander guy. He gets exposed for being a complete shithead. Saying, let him, you know, the statements that have been released that he made. I don't know, man. Isn't this some kind of manslaughter, accusation? And this is what that administration, this outgoing administration has done. This is why you haven't seen any action from the administration outside of Operation Warp Speed, of which the vaccine, Moderna, is the only one that was really funded. Otherwise, Pfizer's vaccine was privately funded. And here's the problem with that whole scenario. Privatization. Big problem. Around the world, governments are buying vaccine for their people. This is what we should be doing. We should be buying shitloads of vaccine for our people so that everyone who can and wants to gets vaccinated. I don't believe in forcing people to do it. I do believe in persuading people to do it. I've been getting vaccines all my life. Since I started getting the flu shot, I haven't had the flu. I just got the pneumonia vaccine. I don't think I'm going to get pneumonia this year. I've gotten pneumonia several times. Wish I could have gotten the shingles vaccine before I had shingles. They didn't have the vaccine then. I got the measles vaccine after I had measles, but I never got measles again. I got the smallpox vaccine. I never got smallpox. I got them all, folks, and they worked. I didn't get those illnesses. And so did millions and millions and millions of other people. So don't be stupid. Please, come on. Use your brain. Don't listen to the anti-vaxxers. Those motherfuckers need to get continuously, rhetorically slapped upside their fucking heads. And watch out for these Nazis. These sons of bitches are trying, they're infiltrating. They have been spreading their message of hate for years now. Now they're out in the open and they're able to spread, and they've infiltrated the Republican Party that used to have some value. It's always been the most corrupt party, you know, in the last two centuries. It's been much more corrupt than the other party, which is also corrupt. And if fuck the libertarians, they're worse. They're actually worse. They have a utopian dream that is not going to happen. It's not possible. Because what happens under that, I've already explained, is corporate insanity. Corporations having even more control through their oligopolies over the rest of us. So wake up, motherfucker. Get the shot. Get the shot. Get both shots. Move on. Let's lick this goddamn thing so people can get back to the American nightmare. A lot of people have been scared into believing that socialism is coming and it's going to destroy us and they're not going to be free and the government's going to control their whole lives. Guess what? The control the government does have comes through the corporations, which overtly, overly influence the government. Guess what? So we have to be, those of us who are socialists, have to be against state socialism. Of course we are. We already have it. That's what we have. You fucking idiots. We have state socialism. And all this militia bullshit just serves to perpetuate it. Take your illegal militia idea and shove it up your ass, motherfuckers. Anyway, it's enough out of me. I gotta go. I'm getting pissed. But when I see the idiocy that surrounds me, I start to think like my old misanthropic self. I start to think, well, you know, maybe it will be a good thing for Homo sapiens sapiens to go extinct. Maybe that will be a good thing. Maybe we've reached the end of our biological rope. There's a lot of us, but we could be wiped out within a couple of generations. So wake up, motherfuckers. If you want to stick around to see the doom that's coming from climate catastrophe, get that shot. If not, go ahead and die in the smothering inflammation from COVID. Good morning, God morning. Good morning. Happy Monday, as Saturn and Jupiter conjoined, we kill off all that which holds us back creatively, instrumentally. We kill off that which holds us back economically to increase our personal power. A day of the moon, where the results will be hidden from those who would push back the wrong way. Little death metal. Let the hounds of hell rise up to take back the cretins, the greedy bastards. The crooked criminal Trump suckers, not the ones who were innocently involved. We're not reporting the names to protect the innocent. And there are many, in my opinion, who are deluded and are innocent. This is what we're calling Turd Immunity Part 2. In the first one, we talked about the virus and how people misreport, misconstrue, and misinform us with information about herd immunity. The conclusion comes that most herd immunity comes from vaccination, as been proven with other diseases. Enough said about that. So this is turd impunity. Where did they come from? Recently, a report came out that was pushed by a QAnon piece of shit evangelical that 88 million people actually voted for Trump, and that those results were hidden away and the election was stolen. Talk about a piece of shit. After all, when we look at it, what is a turd? It's a piece of shit. It's a piece of shit. And that's what Trump and all of his sycophants basically wind up as. Not to say there weren't those in his administration who were there to thwart his derangement, to thwart his insanity, to thwart his attempts at trying to exert himself as an authoritarian, dictator. Pardon my stumbling. Oh my. After all, it is 6:40 a.m. here in Phoenix, Arizona. Yes. Now let's look at my opinion of a cross-section of Trump supporters. There are Trump supporters who strictly supported him because of his economic policy. His economic policy of cutting taxes, supposedly bringing jobs back from overseas, supposedly creating more jobs through his programs, blah, 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 blah. There were quite a few folks that was where their support came from. They actually believed that this idiot was making America great again. Now, something was pointed out by a friend of mine on Facebook about how Trump's really not an idiot, that he's actually brilliant in what he's doing. I don't dispute that or push back on that. What I push back on is the results. What were the results? He didn't get reelected, one. Two, he sabotaged himself. He committed self-sabotage for 4 years, which pretty much culminated in the COVID-19 crisis and him completely sabotaging his re-election. Thank chaos. Thank the chaos that he thought he was creating, which was really criminal disorder, not actually true chaos, not the primordium. If we went back to the primordium of economics and what makes things work and work well for everyone, that would have been a different story. What the reality of things turns out to be is that wealth inequality under Trump increased. That poverty increased. That problems in our economic system increased. Why? Because this fat, lazy bastard who lives on fucking fast food and watching shit-ass misinformation had anything to do with anything in administering our country, who has poisoned and shit down the throat of the executive branch of the government. Why? This brings us to the next group of supporters, those who hate government, those who were taught to hate government from the time of the Vietnam War, veterans coming home from war, not being welcomed as heroes. Well, they weren't heroes. They did commit heroic acts in some cases, saving their brothers from being killed, saving people who were wounded, saving civilians in Vietnam. There were those heroes. They still had a thorn in their side because they were rejected. Because there are many of us here who were protesting the war as an immoral act by this country. It still stands as a great immoral act. However, there's been about 300,000 more COVID deaths than Americans that died in the Vietnam War. So this kind of pales in comparison, doesn't it? That's where a lot of these conspiracy theory assholes, anti-government nuts, militia queers, I call them queers because that is a derogatory term, not meant in a homosexual context. These conspiracy idiots, these anti-government John Bircher butt suckers. You see, the John Birch movement had a lot to do with making us hate government. You know, you constantly hear fucking Joe Scarborough talk about big government, conservative values, small government, reducing the deficit. Bullshit, Joe. Go fuck yourself. Yeah, you got Mika. Mika's the shit, and you're a fucking turdball. Just another fucking conservative turdball. You and Donnie Deutsch should go symbolically BF each other with rhetoric. Fuck you guys. I love your criticisms of Trump, but shit, those are everywhere. I can interview somebody who doesn't like Trump on the street and get just as good an opinion. But we have those folks. And that was greatly exacerbated by Reaganism and the Reagan bullshit. The trickle-down bullshit economics. Because the only thing that was trickling down was bullshit out of the corners of that old fucking demented bastard's mouth. Reagan was a monster. He needs his bones dug up and burned in public. Of course, we're not going to do that. We're not promoting that. I mean, symbolically. So let's continuously, with rhetoric, dig up the bones of his inequity and burn them in public forum. Fuck Reagan. And fuck all of you who thought he was a great president. That he did such a great fucking job. And that means most of the mainstream media, they loved Reagan. Reagan was a dirty, no good son of a bitch. Look what he did to the Screen Actors Guild. Look what he did after that, fighting unions. Look what he did against the air traffic controllers. No, Reagan was not a friend of the working man. He got the working man to turn against unions. At one point, unions were 30% of our workforce, unionized members. Now about 6%. Great job, Ronnie. Great job. Fuck you. And fuck you people who loved Ronald Reagan. He was a piece of shit. He fucking ruined this country economically, and it's the reason we're in an economic capitalist quagmire today. So there were those people who hate government. They would hate any government. They would hate a government which was based in socialist anarchy. They would hate any government because it was represents something of an authority figure telling them what to do, how to conduct themselves, because they're forever trapped in this bullshit mentality that anyone, everyone can pull themselves up by their bootstraps. But when we look at the amount of people who are in poverty, impoverished, downtrodden by where they are in the social economic strata, we see the real deal. A lot of them don't have boots with straps to pull themselves up. They don't. And I don't give a fuck how strong you are. Without opportunities, you don't get anywhere. And it's still a vast minority of people. So that's bullshit. And that's Reagan bullshit. Reagan fucked the country by getting rid of unions. Helping to get rid of unions. So there's those people. They hate big government. Reagan was going to come and drain the swamp. And all he did was break open the biggest sewer pipe in the country, full of corrupt turds. Yeah, that's right. Turds. Corrupt turds. And he added sewage to the swamp. Go away, Trump. You fucking piece of dog shit. Actually, I don't mean to insult dogs. So we had those people. Then we've got that whole bunch of radical bastards. Those who have been recently radicalized. Those who were radicalized in the beginning from coming home from the Vietnam War to hate government. Who were radicalized and, you know, formed all these militias and all this wacko fucking paramilitary bullshit. Now it's got to the point where those of us who are sane have had to arm ourselves against those bastards because they are the real terrorist threat in this country. And where does that seed come from? That seed, in my observation and in my gleaning of information, comes from those disgruntled fuckers from way back when who've indoctrinated their children and their sycophants. It also comes from the Nazis, the neo-Nazis, the people with a fascist, authoritarian leaning and ideology. Because as we learned in the past few days, fascism is an ideology. It's not a system of government. It can dominate a system of government in ideology. So those fuckers. Okay, so a lot of them came from the fact that they're white people and they're feeling disenfranchised because these immigrants are coming here and they're taking away our jobs. No, they're not. They're doing jobs you won't do. Or don't want to do. I mean, I remember 1975, I hung up my work gloves. Why? Well, one, I was in school and I wanted to devote more time to school. And also, I wanted to pursue a career in my chosen occupation as an assistant, as a veterinary assistant. So I hung up my work gloves, so to speak. Yes, I worked in the livestock industry. However, that contributed to my impending doom career as a veterinarian, which I didn't make, which is fine. That was a decision on my part. So that's what happened. I hung up my work gloves, and what happened? Two immigrants from Mexico took my place. I was making $8 an hour. They got paid $4 or $5 an hour apiece, and they did 1.5 times the work that I did. So it was better for the employer. It was better for me because I went back to school, and I was subsidized in school by various monies. So that worked out. It was a job that I no longer wanted to do. I didn't want to scab the trash out of houses all day long into a five-ton dump truck. I didn't want to do that. So there you go. There's that. The other thing is they feel that, a lot of people feel that they're being disenfranchised by brown and black colored people. And I'm saying that's the color of these people's skin. And really, they're Americans like everybody else. And really, they have the same rights as everybody else, even though they don't get to necessarily exercise them and experience them. The white people are deathly afraid, a lot of white people are deathly afraid that people with different skin color and different subcultures are going to come and take over and dominate their society. Okay, well, it's kind of already happened, hasn't it? I mean, look at hip-hop. Look at rap. Look at the infusion of hip-hop culture and rap culture and quote, gangster, unquote, culture into our society and into our musical and artistic culture. Look at that. Yeah, that's already happened. Some of these people are deathly afraid of that. Some of them have actually embraced it, but they're still fucking fascist thinking bastards. So that's already happened. There was also the great white myths that were put out during Jim Crow and after the Civil War. It actually had pre-Civil War origins, whereas there was maybe, 20-30% of Southerners owned slaves, actually. The rest didn't, but they supported slavery. And some of the tenets were that these Africans were subhuman. They weren't as intelligent or had the capabilities or the ability to be as intelligent as white people. That they came from inferior pagan cultures, that they were going to rape your women, all these things that were very, very wrong, okay? And so that permeated into white people. And so now, since white people feel that their race is suffering, that their race is going to be a thing of the past, they're very scared. They also feel threatened quite a bit by people with different sexualities, like people who are bisexual, like people who are gay, like people who are transsexual, like people who are transvestite, like all these other lifestyles, okay, all these other sexualities. They feel threatened by this because they're straight and they're going to have nothing but straight relationships. Well, straight relationships are great. All the other ones have their place as well. They're great also. It's none of my business as a straight person to inject myself into any of that. As far as I'm concerned, there's no controversy there. Everybody has a place, and everybody has equal rights. However, these white people have a lot of homophobia. They have a lot of xenophobia, meaning that people from other countries are threatening us. Yes, that these people that are immigrating from war-torn, impoverished countries, that people who want a better way of life, like 90% of the Americans who immigrated here to begin with wanted. Yeah, how about that? Abandoning the real principle of immigration in America, which built the country, because you don't like the way somebody's religion is, because you don't like where they came from, because you don't like the color of their skin, right? Because you're afraid they're going to take away what you have, which in actuality, when the economy works perfectly, when it works well, they actually contribute greatly to the overall wealth. Okay, so you got a lot of those people. There's a lot of people. And that's what Hillary made the mistake of calling deplorables. The use of ad hominems is good for forms like this. However, it doesn't have a good use in attempting to present a case which might persuade people to abandon their bullshit thinking. All it does is harden them and make them go to more and more of this type of thinking. We have a lot of problems in America. The big problem, look at it, 71 million people, maybe 74 million people voted for the orange idiot, the asshole, the grifter, the thief, the crook. The last bunch of people I'm going to talk about are criminals. They like Trump because they know he's a criminal. So they're giving support to one of their own. And that comes from a mentality of all politicians are crooks. This is something a lot of us were taught as children, myself included. All politicians are crooks. Some politicians are less of a crook than others. Well, this comes from the corruption. This comes from people selling out to lobbyists, getting large campaign contributions from corporations which are destroying our environment and so on and so on. This is a big problem. This is a huge problem. So there are a lot of people that believe that Trump was great because he is a crook and he was open about it. He was open about being a criminal. And that's why a lot of people liked him, is because he was open about being a criminal. And so this attracted a lot of convicts and criminals who had their voting rights. So they voted for him and they supported him because he was giving them a break, because they got all these pardons and all this, these other things that happened. Most of the people he pardoned were political pardons, like that no good son of a bitch, Dinesh D'Souza. Now, there's a no good bastard, a no good fucking fascist propagandist that should be run out of fucking town. Should have never been pardoned. Should have been made to serve out, what did he have, like 9 months left on his sentence? He should have got another 20 years. Should have got 20 years. That no good son of a bitch. Pardoning Michael Flynn, a son of a bitch who lied to Congress and the FBI. A dirty, no good, lying bastard who has now called for martial law so the election can be overturned in the orange idiot's favor. That's the kind of sons of bitches that we have there. So this is the problem. Overall, the problem is we have well over 74 million people who like Trump. That's a problem. And why? Because a lot of them, the majority of them, have been misinformed. There is that group of the economic class, the top 10% that love Trump because he lowered their taxes and increased profits that they got from their investments. Okay, he didn't do that, actually. The tax bill did that. Okay, the tax bill was passed by the House and the Senate, which were Republican-controlled at the time, and that's why that happened. Otherwise, it would have never passed a Democratic House. It would have never passed a Democratic-dominated Senate. In fact, this tax bill needs to be repealed. However, for people like me, we'll probably never get our deductions back that kept money in our pockets. I wouldn't mind my taxes being increased so I don't have to pay thousands of dollars at and I have zero dependents, so I don't have to pay $1,000 extra over what's taken out of my check. Take it all out of my check, and that way I don't have to pay any tax at the end of the year, or a very minimal amount. Anyway, this is it. This is it. This is turd impunity. The turds have a lot of impunity because they are misinformed. Probably 90% of them are misinformed. And this is the problem. Our people have been perverted into sickness. And the sickness is wanting authoritarianism. They think that the big strong man is going to save their ass. And all I can say to you guys is wake up. Wake up. Stop drinking the Kool-Aid. Drink water.